Thank you, Sam. And so on to our final set of news items for this week. A well-loved BBC presenter who's been on television screens for two decades is hosting a special event in Norfolk next month. Paul Martin, who's best known for presenting Flog It for nearly 20 years, is inviting people to an open antique valuation on October the 5th at Holkham Hall. It'll be followed by a talk and book signing for his 2018 release, My World of Antiques. Martin said the 25,000-acre estate was a must-see for all who enjoy history, coast, and unrivaled beauty. He said, "My passion for art and antiques encapsulates the values of the many exquisite treasures that can be seen at Holkham Hall, so I look forward to the privilege of this talk and unique meeting with my friends at Holkham Hall in Norfolk."
A series of special events are being lined up to celebrate the return of Norwich Cathedral's historic organ. It has undergone a £1.8 million restoration in a bid to preserve it for future generations to enjoy. Ashley Grote, the cathedral's Master of Music, said, "The completion of the project to rebuild the cathedral's magnificent organ represents an exciting new chapter in our musical life here in Norwich. The cathedral is now home to what is, without doubt, one of the finest organs in the country, which will serve the people of our community for decades to come, both in our worship and in the many concerts that take place here. This November, a series of concerts and events will mark the end of the project. With work starting in May 2022, this has been the instrument's first complete overhaul since it was rebuilt in 1942 following a fire which partially destroyed it in 1938.
An 89-year-old Norfolk man hoping to complete 90 challenges before his 90th birthday will next attempt to fly a plane. Malcolm Metcalf from Galston has already ticked 80 activities off his 90 before 90 bucket list. His goal is to raise £10,000 for the Priscilla Bacon Hospice, and his next effort will see him fly a plane at Norwich Airport on September the 15th. In recent weeks, Mr. Metcalf has been busy. On June the 28th, he visited the Royal Norfolk Show, and on July the 1st, he participated in the Galston Park Run, walking alongside 301 runners and proudly claiming the title of oldest participant. Throughout July, he continued his birthday challenge. He enjoyed homemade scones with jam and cream at Blakey's Bus Cafe in Mulbarton and helped to make rock at Potter's Rock Shop on Regent Road in Great Yarmouth. His adventures extended to the world of entertainment as he visited the Hippodrome Circus and had a photo taken with performers Jack Jay and Johnny Mack. One of his notable challenges included a ride on the Aylsham to Wroxham Railway with his friend Graham Lee. And on July the 17th, he visited the first Belton Scouts, where he shared stories, made campfires, and enjoyed camp donuts with the Scouts.
And Scouts have raised almost £1,000 for a children's hospital over the summer, with odd jobs from watering the garden to feeding chickens. Cubs from the 8th Norwich Sea Scouts, based in central Norwich, raised £950.04 for the Jenny Lind Hospital, part of the Norwich and Norfolk University Hospital. They raised the money to honour and celebrate the centenary of the Jenny Lind Children's Hospital, named after a Swedish opera singer whose performances in Norwich in the mid-1800s raised the funds used to set up the hospital. Cubs completed jobs for friends and family using a similar method to the old-style Bobber Job scheme. They hoovered, cleaned and swept their way to their grand total over the summer. The Scout group also noted that Scouts even reported truly odd jobs, including feeding chickens, cleaning wheelie bins and shepherding three rams into a trailer and helping to vaccinate them. Jenny Lynn's team was visited by the Cubs at the end of August to see how their funds could be used, which included a visit to the outdoor play area. Lord Lieutenant Lady Dannett commented on their brilliant achievement.
The owner of an eclectic bar in the Norwich Lanes, who switched his electricity off in response to the cost of living crisis, is now going a step further. Gregory Clark, age 32, runs Arboretum in St Benedict Street, and hidden behind a boarded-up entrance is a Victorian-themed cocktail bar and antique shop, complete with curiosities and candles. From September 2022 until February 2023, Mr. Clark went electricity-free at his premises in response to the cost-of-living crisis. The former Norwich University of the Arts student, who lives above the bar, has now announced plans to take things up a notch and back in time to the reign of Queen Victoria in the 1800s. From December the 1st, 2023, he will live as a Victorian for 6 months and will forego electricity, mains gas, hot water that isn't heated on the fireplace, internet, and even toothpaste. One of his shareholders will have his phone and handle business queries, and the only non-Victorian elements will be those needed to comply with safety guidelines in the bar, such as smoke alarms and emergency lighting. And that's it for this week's edition of Chatterbox. We do hope you've enjoyed it. As usual, we remind you that when you finish with the recording, turn the address label in the wallet over and pop in the memory stick and drop it in a postbox. Don't forget, you don't have to pay any postage at all, as the postal service is free.
And we hope you've enjoyed this edition, and thanks go to the whole team of over a dozen loyal volunteers who have produced it today. The editor was Ian Gulst, and the sound recordist was Stephen Cox. If you would like to let us know anything about the items you've heard about today, you can give us a ring on 01603 765 365. The office is not staffed every day, so if there is no reply, please do leave a message on our answer phone and we will get back to you just as soon as we can. You can also visit our website at cbtn.org.uk. And with that, we hope you've enjoyed this edition of Chatterbox, and remember to keep listening to the Just Talk edition, which follows on. But for now, it's goodbye from me, Sarah, and from John.
Goodbye.